start at this next groove and always place your parakeet near enough so that he can plainly hear the inflection and sound of every word.
Hello, hello, baby. Hello, hello, baby.
Everyone to meet the children in the street. I swear you to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound moving through the crowd?
You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. That is WRAR LP FM 97.3 Richmond, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. It is 9:03. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. Big shout out to DJ Carlito for another excellent edition of If Music Could Talk. This week on Can't Stop the Music, we are doing our Valentine's Day show, and we typically do a tainted love edition. And that taint is usually one that is self-inflicted. And this year we thought we'd try something a little different. The taint being societal and being imposed on people. And that is gay love. And so I've got all kinds of wonderful tidbits, but I also have two special guests, the people who bring you the Rainbow Minute every day, and that is Jed Proctor and Brian Burns. Say hello.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm wearing my chucks with hearts on them today.
Excellent. We're going to see how these mics work, huh? Well, let's see. Oh, we have nice feedback from these microphones. So, I think we were going to start with some material that is talking about just being proud of being gay. And one of the things when we talked about getting the material together for this show, we talked about the fact about how important it is to be comfortable with who you are and not letting the kinds of laws and biases of people to define what romance is for you.
Yeah, you have to feel it. And when you feel it, you know what's right. And there's nobody telling you that, that should be telling you that. And that's the way I've always lived my life.
Well, let's just do it the way we do it here at Can't Stop the Music. And we are going to start with, from that crazy musical, Let My People Come, the number I'm Gay. And we've got some other tidbits there, and then we'll be back soon.
Yay.
Dear Mom and Pop, how do I tell you? I never thought I'd ever find the nerve. Dear Mom and Pop, don't wanna hurt you. Pain is something you don't deserve.
be, and not ashamed at all of what I am. Those who don't know or think it's funny, don't pay much attention to them. I'm hoping that you'll come to see, this is how God meant me to be. This is my way, and I'm proud to come right out and say, you know I love you. That's why you had to hear it from me. If I didn't think so much of you, I guess I could have just let it be. You'd have heard it from somebody somewhere, and that wouldn't be very fair. Maybe one day it won't be such a hard thing to
I'm here. Michelangelo's Love Sonnets, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Among Michelangelo's most celebrated works are the Sistine Chapel fresco and his marble statue of David. He's revered not only as a painter and sculptor, but also as a poet. In 1623, 59 years after Michelangelo's death, a collection of his impassioned love sonnets was published for the first time. When written, most of them were addressed to men. But the editor of the collection, Michelangelo's great-nephew, found them too scandalous. So he changed the masculine pronouns to the feminine, and to cover his tracks, claimed that all the poems had been inspired by a devout 60-year-old widow named Vittoria Colonna. More than three centuries later, in 1960, the poems were released, only this time true to Michelangelo's hand. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios of WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Tom Miller.
Girl on Mardi Gras. I want to be the prettiest gal, Mardi Gras. I want all the boys to say, ooh, la, la. Give me rhinestone sequins and a convertible car. I want to be the prettiest girl on Mardi Gras. I'll celebrate the day with my boyfriends. And when midnight comes, oh, that's the end. And I'll be on bourbon till the last hurrah. Where I was the prettiest girl on Mardi Gras.
I knew I was not the same as the other little girls in my neighborhood who laughed and called me names. You know I didn't like dolls, I didn't like dresses. My shame turned into fear. But now times are changing, I love being queer. I say I'm here now and I'm queer now. You better get over it. I say I'm here now and I'm queer now. You better get over it. Well, when I was a teen, I dated boy after boy to prove I was okay. You know I'd let 'em go to second base. I'd never let 'em go all the way. You know I didn't like their kisses. I didn't like their touch. My life's turned into fear. But now times have changed and I love being queer. I say I'm here now and I'm queer now. You better get over it. I say I'm here now and I'm queer now. You better get over it. Well, I got married. I had a child. I did the housewife thing. You know I'd wash and iron and I would cook and clean. I treated him like a king. But then I had headaches night after night, and it became real clear that times have changed and I love being queer. I say I'm here now and I'm queer now. You better get over it. You know I'm here now and I'm queer now. You better get over it. No hide and go seek, no shame, no lies. No more life unspoken. You know I want your acceptance just as I am. There's really nothing to fear. You know times have changed and I'm okay being queer. I say I'm here now and I'm queer now. You better get over it. I say I'm here now and I'm queer now. You better get over it.
Well, let me get everybody queued up. You can tell we're just trying to get everything under control here. It's it's so romantic. So just to put us in the mood for Mardi Gras, an event that is very good at allowing everybody to dress up in their best, be their best. Gay.
Spelled G-A-Y.
Yes, a Deg Balola with Queer Blues with Gay Without from Gay Without Shame, the Abbotians with Prettiest Girl on Mardi Gras. Before that, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine, from their record Diva's Revenge. We had a fantastic Rainbow Minute in there. We had the London Gay Men's Chorus with Stand By Your Man, and we started out from the absolutely often not able to be played on the radio, Let My People Come, I'm Gay. It's 9:20. This is the Tainted Love edition of Can't Stop the Music. I have two very special guests here, Jed Proctor and Brian Burns, and we are walking you through all kinds of gay love, both the taint, the pride, the romance, the fear, and they've brought us all kinds of fantastic material.
Right, and you know the last song, Gay.
You got to get closer.
She's from Fredericksburg.
She's a Virginian here.
That's true.
And I just actually saw her yesterday and mentioned that we might be talking about her, but she is a powerhouse in standing up for who she is, and she does own her life. There's nobody that owns her life. She owns it.
And I think when we were preparing for the show, we talked about that in all aspects of people's lives. And in gay love, you really have to, you can't just go with the flow. And what is it, as Jim Hightower says, even a dead fish can go with the flow.
Yep.
And people, in, you know, my advocacy and in a lot of the things I select and topics are about all aspects of life and being, owning yourself, owning your own life. And in this material, I think a lot of it, we really focus on that in love. And as a gay man or woman, you don't get to, you can't just pretend it's going to be okay.
Yeah, well, it's just who you are. So you go with what you're born with and the way you are. And of course, you want to live your own life before you die. Nobody else, you're not going to live somebody else's life.
Well, that doesn't mean it's easy for everybody, but it's a process.
That's it.
Well, the material we're going to play next is more about fear and about the taint that society puts on other people. And this is where the ideas for the show started, with some of this material, because it's outside that makes something that's inside good. Outside makes it muddy and fearful. So we're going to start with Sandy Baron, and this is from record God Save the Queens, and it is an astonishingly bizarre drama of skit comedy, and was done in the early 70s. We have a couple of selections over the course of the night from that, and I owe big thanks to J.D. Doyle of Queer Music Heritage, which is an excellent site. And through that site, there's a link to this. So you, too, can add it to your music catalog.
I'll set the alarm clock. You want to turn off the set? Let's go to sleep. I'm exhausted.
Okay, darling. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, good night.
Jack. Do you believe what that author was saying on TV? You know, like one out of every six men in the country had a homosexual experience.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Let's go to sleep, all right?
Well, that's frightening. I mean, that's disgusting.
It's not so disgusting. Let's go to sleep, okay?
Well, I think it is.
Okay, it is.
What are you getting so uptight about?
I am not uptight.
Jack.
What?
Did you ever?
Ever what?
You know, do that disgusting thing.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Are you crazy? Jack, did you or did you not? I'm asking for a simple answer, yes or no?
No.
Jack, yes or no?
Once.
I don't believe it. I don't believe what my ears have just heard. Jack, you did it with another man?
Wasn't a man, it was a boy, a kid.
Oh, this is not happening. I am having a nightmare. A night, a boy. Oh, no, little Sydney from next door.
What, are you crazy? Little Sydney's 2 years old. Are you crazy?
I'm crazy. Look what's calling Boo crazy.
I was a kid. I was, what, 14, 15. All the kids from the block, we went to Washington, and one night in the motel, all the guys were fooling around, comparing. You know what I mean? Comparing. And this kid, we called him Freaky Fred. He said he wanted to do it, and he did it. I didn't do anything. He did it. It's that simple. It was one time, one-shot thing. Ugh. That's it. Now, come over here, will you please? You're about to slide off the bed.
Don't touch me.
Why not?
I'll feel funny if I touch you.
You didn't feel funny a few minutes ago when I touched you.
That was before.
Before what?
Before I knew.
Before you knew what?
That my husband was one of them.
For crying out loud, I'm the same man I was 5 minutes ago.
You're the same something.
Look, I told you it was a one-time thing. Didn't you ever have a one-time thing?
Yes, yes, I had a one-time thing, but mine was with a guy.
So was mine. Now come over here.
I am going to sleep on the couch. Jack.
If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life, and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
Oh, welcome to Minneapolis, people. You'll have a two-hour layover, so take some time and enjoy Florida.
Toilet troll and Senator Craig, standing so tall outside my bathroom stall at the airport. Through the crack I see you peeking, I know what you're really seeking. You tap a code from the next door commode, playing footsie. It's Lusty Larry, tap three times with your loafer if you want me. Twice on the tank if the answer is no. Tidy bowl man means you'll meet me in the stallway. Twice on the tank means you just gotta go. Being busted inside a jar, it's not a thing that a right-wing Republican should do. All your talk of family values flushed away in scandalous loo news, and all your denials are stinking like piles of political poo.
Wonder why stand?
Tap three times with your loafer if you want me. Twice on the tank if the answer is no. No? A Dirty Larry,
tap, tap, tap.
He's unbuckling his beltway. White and far right means you're from Idaho.
Would you like a towel there instead of a tray?
Capitol Hill is buzzing about Larry's laboratory loving.
It seems so wrong wanting sex in a drawer. Hey, we're in a motel. Tap three times with your loafer if you want me. Twice on the tank if the answer is no. Means you'll meet me in the stall way. You're in the tank, better say adios.
Well, I don't have any bumper stickers on my car because I don't want the causes that I feel so strongly about to be associated with my driving. Doesn't seem fair somehow. And yet I do look to bumper stickers for inspiration for songs because I believe in research. And bumper stickers and headlines too, because headline writers and bumper sticker writers, they're all after the same little pithy phrase, you know, that quick little condensation of the basic idea into a few words that songwriters are after then too. And there was a great headline this last year, a great headline that just screamed for a melody. It went, Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Glory, howie, hallelujah. Once there was a preacher by the name of Ted Haggard who stumbled from the path, or you might even say staggered. He was one in a million, or more aptly, one in ten. Some folks say he put the men in amen. He preached the gospel message of intolerance and self-loathing, and traveled on his wayward way, betraying his betrothing. He was the soul of piety, and no one doubted him, until he hired a gigolo and used a pseudonym. Then he humbly went to counseling, and then 3 weeks later he's born again. Again! Now Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Glory, howie, hallelujah. He telephoned the White House for a weekly consultation, saying, here's what Jesus thinks of all the pending legislation. And marriage is a covenant between a man and wife, and homosexuals will fry forever in the afterlife. He did some other things he'd later disavow, but he's putting it all behind him now. What does Leviticus have to say? Yeah, what does it say about being gay? To lie with man is an abomination, like cursing your parents, trimming your beard, planting wheat and barley in the same furrow, eating pork, wearing polyester, and masturbation. And what did Jesus have to say? Yeah, what did he say about being gay? Well, nothing. Now, Ted's a little haggard, but he's thankful for the schism. You're right, but wait for it. And you might find it hard to swallow the syllogism that even evildoers have a reason to rejoice, because they can simply make a better lifestyle choice. So don't embrace the way God made you. Here's what you should do. Choose to be a hetero and 7'2", because Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Glory, howie, hallelujah. Now, Ted would like you all to know the story has a moral. And of all the televangelists, his favorite is oral.
Is not for pleasure, all good fundies know, only procreation, the pastor told us so. All the homosexuals to Hades they will go when we pray the gay away. Pray the gay away, pray the gay away. They're an abomination. of sanctity. He even took a bride, sired several children, but now we know he lied. Pray the gay away. Pray the gay away. Pray the gay away. We're an abomination in our world today. Held men for leather on the Hershey Highway. Pray the gay away. Pastor Haggard's busted by the male prostitute for buying methamphetamine and playing the skin flute. He lost his congregation. It was a Monday aggravation. We'll pray the gay away. Forced into restoration for religious education. Clinically defagged in only 90 days. Praise be, he's straight as an arrow. He's on the straight and narrow. We pray the gay away. Sing it! Pray the gay away. Pray the gay away. They're an abomination in our world today. They're hell-bent for leather on the Hershey Highway.
We've invited some of our favorite poets to come in and read for us as a way of celebrating National Poetry Month. Today, let's take a poetry break with Charles Bernstein.
My name is Charles Bernstein, and I've always been confused about what my subject or identity position was. But this summer, during the Republican National Convention, the governor of California clarified exactly what my identity is. And I wrote a poem about it. It's called The Ballad of the Girly Man, and it's dedicated to my son, Felix. And it goes like this. The truth is hidden in a veil of tears. The scabs of the mourners grow thick with fear. A democracy once proposed is slimmed and grimed again by men with brute design who prefer hate to rhyme. Complexities of four-letter word for those who have to count by noughts and halves, who revile the facts of Darwin to worship the truth according to Halliburton. Thugs from hell have taken freedom's store. The rich get richer, the poor die quicker. And the only God that sanctions that is no God at all, but rhetorical crap. So be a girly man and take a girly stand. Sing a girly song and dance with a girly sarong. Poetry will never win the war on terror, but neither will era abetted by error. We girly men are not afraid of uncertainty or reason or interdependence. We think before we fight, then think some more. Proclaim our faith in listening, in art, in compromise. So be a girly man and sing this girly song, sissies and proud, that we would never lie our way to war. The girly men killed Christ, so the platinum DVD says. The Jews and the blacks and the gays are still standing in the way. We're sorry we killed your God a long, long time ago, but each dead soldier in Iraq kills the God inside, the God that's still not dead. Thugs from hell have taken freedom's store. The rich get richer, the poor die quicker. And the only God that sanctions that is no God at all, but rhetorical crap. So be a girly man and take a girly stand,
sing a girly song and dance with a girly sarong. The scabs of the mourners grow thick with fear. The truth is hidden in a veil of tears. Charles Bernstein's recent books include With Strings and My Way, Speeches and Poems. He teaches at the University of Pennsylvania, where he helps make archival poetry recordings available to the public. For more information about Charles Bernstein, go to the Leonard Lopate Show page at WNYC.org.
In a Time Capsule, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. On April 22, 1979, a time capsule was unearthed at San Francisco's Washington Square Park. Inside, among various items like buttons, a dress catalog, and a fork, was a travel booklet titled Great Geysers of California and How to Reach Them. On its flyleaf, in old-fashioned handwriting, was this message: If this little book should see the light after its 100 years of entombment, I would like its readers to know that the author was a lover of her own sex and devoted the best years of her life in striving for the political equal and social and moral elevation of women. It had been written 100 years earlier, in May of 1879, by Laura DeForest Gordon, pioneering feminist, lawyer, journalist, editor, and yes, the writer of a travel guide on geysers. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Pam Matthews.
Marry me, Jerry Falwell. I know deep down inside you love me. You're so cute with your jowls and your homophobic howls. It can only spell matrimony. Marry me, Rush Limbaugh. You won't need those pills to get high, 'cause I'll treat you so right all through the night. I'll give you ditto head till you die. My head's in a spin. How can I choose? If I say yes to one, the other I lose. They're such macho guys and super king size. My heart's gonna blow a fuse. Marry me, Pat Robertson. It would be a match made in heaven. I know you'd be so sweet. Keep me off the street, so I couldn't cause another 9/11. Oh, marry me, Ricky Santorum. Don't you think it's too different and new? You say it's bestiality. Well, I'd have to agree, 'cause I'd be an animal with you. Well, I'm not really queer, but when you are near, I'd leave my hetero ways behind. When you pontificate, it's hard to think straight. Oh, it's true what they say, love is blind. Marry me, Dickie Cheney, 'cause your daughter won't have me, it seems. And if I could trouble you, please ask George W. to stop appearing nude in my dreams. I guess the only solution is to amend the Constitution, 'cause you're the king of hearts, and honey, I wanna be your queen.
As I was walking a ribbon of highway, I saw above me God's anger give way. I saw around me a burning tower, giving a preview of hell. This land is fag land, a raging churches filled up with perverts, immodest females who preach and subvert. I saw your idols you love to worship. Your filthy ways deserve hell. This land is fagland, a raging madland, from California to the New York wastelands, from the blood red forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land is headed straight to hell. You've roamed and rambled in your own footsteps. You disobeyed God, you know what comes next. Your angry faces and middle fingers, because you know there is a hell. This land is fagland, a raging madland, from California to the New York wastelands, from the blood red forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land is headed straight to hell.
Well, nobody kind of humiliates themselves like the Westboro Baptist Church. Those are the people who brought you pickets of military those who died in service and had a multi-million-dollar judgment against them.
Right, and they're still protesting. They show up just about anywhere just to blather.
But what there was a gay connection, right? Wasn't?
Yes, their point of view is because there are gays in the world, and Jews and all other kinds of groups, but particularly gays, this is why these things are happening.
Right, right.
Blaming it all on Cain.
Right.
That's it. Bunch of blather.
I have to say that the first time I came across that was before the judgment, and I must have been kind of randomly scrolling and actually thought it was a comedy group, because it's so impossible to think that that would truly be somebody's beliefs.
For someone, it is for some.
Obviously.
Yeah,
and so that at first I thought it was satirical, and it was only as the world unfolds to the open eyes that I realized that that was deeply held beliefs.
Doesn't mean it's right.
No. And I play it as a form of education, not as a form of advocacy.
Thank you.
Before that, we had Dan Hart with Marry Me, Charles Bernstein with Ballad of the Girly Man, a poet claiming himself as a girly man, Sister Bertha Bangers with Pray the Gay Away, the Ted Haggard polka, Roy Zimmerman with Ted Haggard is Completely Heterosexual, Don Clark, Tap Three Times, his rendition of the story of Larry Craig's arrest in the Minneapolis airport. Some mid-century homosexual education tape, and Sandy Baron from the 1970s from God Save the Queens, Happened One Night. It's 9:49. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. I do have a message from our sponsors. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. So you are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR. I am P. Swan, and I am joined by
Judd Proctor
and Brian Burns,
the creators of the Rainbow Minute. And typically on Can't Stop the Music, we do a tainted love episode for Valentine's Day. And in the past, it's usually been that kind of Richard Thompson self-inflicted taint and taint craving. And at this time, we thought it was important to talk about love that has a taint that is not self-inflicted, but is really imposed by the needs of others to beat up on our fellow man and woman.
And sometimes it's just a power play to keep things rolling the way they have been rolling for hundreds and hundreds of years.
And it can also be just fear.
Right. And I brought my Valentine, Brian.
I know, and I'm so happy that you're both here with me.
And he's wearing his heart Converse shoes.
And you both have on beautiful red shirts.
Yeah, we went to a party, and the host of the party said everybody wears red, so we had our red ready. And we brought our red.
I'm wearing orange.
That's okay.
But I won't discuss other parts of my attire. So one of the things, we kind of worked our way through the hypocritical part of our content and wanted to move on to a really important current issue. And just like there were really ridiculous rules about interracial marriage, there are now rules that stay in the books about same-sex marriage. And while certain laws governing the relationships of individuals have been removed, there's all kinds of crazy stuff that's still on the books.
Right. So, you know, Brian and I were married, and we were married in Massachusetts about almost 4 years ago on St. Patrick's Day. So if we lived in Massachusetts now, we would be,
You'd be filing joint taxes.
We would be filing joint taxes on the state level, not the federal. And in Virginia, of course, Virginia has the most restricted marriage law, which has just been embedded in the Constitution of Virginia by the a vote. And it's the most restrictive because it certainly denies same-sex marriage. It denies civil unions. And then it also, if you look at it, it denies contracts between two people that try to
approximate
a marriage.
Yeah.
Legal contracts.
So each effort that has been put in place by creative individuals to try to grant rights between people who have chosen to share their lives together and create some formality to protect that,
yes,
the relationship, those people who think government should stay out of your private life are pushing further and further.
Right. And what they also do, and it also affects the children of these couples, because when one of the adults dies, that child is left without a parent because they're not legally married. It's a huge error. It's a huge evil, and it's a shame because it puts Virginia back on the back burner of rights again.
And there was a really interesting article in the paper today, a local paper, about it being 50 years since the sit-ins at the Tallheimer's and Miller and Rose lunchrooms, and that that case and another case from Richmond actually went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the heirs to the owners of the department store were talking about how strange it seemed in hindsight to think that that would be something that her family would have used a business to further. And I hope we get to a point where we look back and go, what were we thinking?
We will get to that day.
So there's a lot of material I've got coming up, of which a good deal of it is hilarious. And it celebrates commitment ceremonies, and it celebrates same-sex marriages, and it talks some of the, you know, we start with some material that talks about being prevented. But it's very joyous, and there's a lot of, you know, how dare you, and I'm going to dance to my own music. But the truth is, this is all being done in an environment, especially within our state, where there are legal taints that are being put in to formalize restrictions.
Right. And and you're going to probably also hear a lot of people taking ownership of their own life.
In this material.
Right up, right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here. And we've got another hour and 5 minutes of Can't Stop the Music. And I am... I'm having a great time.
It's fun.
You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is Can't Stop the Music. The playlist is up on the website, WRIR.org. And I promise to get a post up in the next week. A post of the podcast. But now I'm going to play music. Bum, 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 bum. Spring is here and my demand.
domestic partner is too. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We'll put a sign that says just married on our Subaru. We'll say I can't because we can't say I do. At a wedding ceremony worth manure. You see, we're going to the chapel, but we cannot get married. From Vermont to Minneapolis, no, we cannot get married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Bells may ring and the sun may shine. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But 1,000 tax breaks will never be mine, no. And when I hold you close, in half the states it's a crime. Don't confuse matrimony and labor. Don't ask, don't tell an apple issue. You wanna get married. It's rabbinical and papal issue to keep us from getting married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Down in the Big Apple, no, we cannot get married. Clearly nowhere on the map will let us legally get married. Gee, I really love you, but we still cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Whoa, 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 whoa. Until people grapple with
somebody tell me who's baloney's been offended that their holy matrimony needs to be defended. If Henry VIII could just be resurrected, he could choose which of his marriages needs to be protected. Of such men, old Hank is just the most well-known. As for me, I'll risk the fire and the brimstone.
Every time we think about same-sex marriage, it makes us sick to our guts. I mean, two people who want to commit to a stable, monogamous, lifelong relationship, what are they, nuts? It's unnatural. Now, a man should not lie with a person who is a guy. He should only lie to his wife. The Bible is clear. We're defenders of marriage in three-button suits. We'll raise our double standard and see who salutes. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married. Every time we think about same-sex parents, oh my gosh, we exclaim. I mean, to people who want to provide a protective and nurturing family environment, have they no shame? It's so deviant. It's the Lord's holy word, as my second wife said to my third, that a family's based on obligation and fear. We're defenders of marriage, connubial narcs, ever vigilant and patriotic patriarchs. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married. One summer evening when my woman was doing laundry, I shared a six-pack with an old John Bircher. And oh so wisely he imparted an ancient quandary to ponder. He said it's nature versus legislature. Are people born gay or do they turn gay just to piss off Dick Army? We're an army of dicks with a militant stance. Let's get the government out of our lives and into our pants. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married and have their insurance carried and be beneficiaried and be next to the ones they love when they are buried.
Hey!
Melinda, Mary's Mary. Oh, it's all very contrary to what we think is right. Marriage is a sacred vow. Just ask my three ex-wives, the cows. We think it should be allowed to sodomites or dice. We're just trying to save the institution for those of us whose matings procreate. Don't worry about the U.S. Constitution. I guarantee the framers all were straight, I think. Now someone said, somebody said that God said gays shall not be wed, no matter how devoted or how much in love they're in. I guess it just slipped through the gate that separates the church and state. For if the couple isn't straight, they have to live in sin. We're just trying to save the institution from the ones who live that other way. Hey, I got an obvious solution. You can marry as much as me if you just stop being gay.
You are listening to WRAR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, and this evening, the official Tainted Love Source.
Married in Iowa, barely. Coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. On August 31st, 2007, Reverend Mark Stringer officiated the marriage of college students Sean Fritz and Tim McQuillan, the first legal same-sex marriage in Iowa. The day before, Polk County Judge Robert Hansen had thrown out Iowa's ban on gay marriage. Seizing the opportunity, Fritz and McQuillan paid a $5 fee to skip the three-day waiting period. Concluding their ceremony, Reverend Stringer pronounced, quote, "This is a legal document, and you are married." Fritz kissed McQuillan and said, quote, "This is it. We're married. I love you." Just 2 hours later, Judge Hansen issued a stay of his ruling until an appeal of the state Supreme Court was resolved. Fritz and McQuillan were the only gay couple to get in under the wire. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Dustin Richardson.
Marriage should be well respected, and it should properly be entered by two folks selected by viewers home watching TV. But I have a dream of a different sort. If I can convince the Supreme Court to do these things the Canadian way, I hope that someday you will hear me say, I want a guy just like the guy that married dear old dad. He had a face more like Will than Grace, I think his name was Thad. In my dream he is a hunk at least, or a real Episcopalian priest. I want a guy just like the guy that dear old Liza had.
I saw a girl kiss a girl on the lips today. I watched it on CNN. And a guy holding hands with another guy. They wanna be more than just friends. They're just like my cousin Curtis. He's gonna get down on bended knee and give a golden ring to Bubba. They're getting married right on TV. But who's gonna be the bride? And who's gonna be the groom? And who gets Kelly over the threshold on the honeymoon? Seems like San Francisco is where everyone is heading. But who gets to throw the Goddard at a gay wedding? Well, I think the Lord loves his children. It doesn't matter if they're not straight. Because if being gay is really a sin, then why were they born that way? They're just like my good friend Frida. She's gonna marry Becky Lynn. They've been crazy about each other since they played on the jungle gym. But who's gonna be the bride? And who's gonna be the groom? And who gets Kelly over the threshold on the honeymoon? Seems like San Francisco is where everyone is heading. But who gets to throw the Goddard at a gay wedding? Yeah, who's gonna be the bride? And who's gonna be the groom? And who gets carried over the threshold on the honeymoon? Seems like San Francisco is where everyone is heading. Who gets to throw the Goddard at a gay wedding? Yeah, who gets to throw the Goddard at a gay wedding?
Circled our date, now we packed the car, we're heading upstate. We're in a hurry, don't wanna be late. We're going to a wedding. The weatherman says it's gonna be warm. There's no threat of a thunderstorm. And the guests and the honeybees all gonna swarm. We're going to a wedding. Biff and Tony's wedding. The sun is shining, Biff is sweating. Tony's thinking about all the gifts they'll be getting. Biff and Tony's wedding. Biff's mom has the whole thing catered, bartended and handsomely waited. Biff's brother hired a wedding band. Everything's going the way that they planned. Biff's dad helped pick out the rings. He's thinking who can tell what any life brings. He's blinking a tear from his twinkling eye. Biff says, come on, Dad, you're gonna make me cry. Biff and Tony's wedding. Tony's glowing, Biff's still sweating, which is the only thing upsetting about Biff and Tony's wedding. The minister blesses and speaks of God, which nobody there finds the least bit odd. He tells me if he is gonna lead his flock, can't be trying to turn back the clock. The little ones went to the beach for the day. Mother thought it prudent to keep them away. Tony's folks didn't show, cause what they think the Bible say. Guess they're gonna just stay home and they're missing all the food, they're missing all the fun. They're missing Biff and Tony, hugging everyone. They're missing all the tears, they're missing all the room. They're missing all the music and the dancing too. At Biff and Tony's wedding, no one is sad and no one is fretting. Except Biff in his tux, he's still sweating. Biff and Tony's wedding. Biff and Tony. Biff and Tony. Oh,
Tony's wedding.
This commercial is so person sitting around listening to the radio. Doesn't make a lot of sense, right? Neither does That's So Gay. It's hurtful and insulting. When you say That's So Gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off. Learn more at thinkbeforeyouspeak.com. Brought to you by Glisten and the Ad Council.
Now that I know that I feel exactly the same way as you, now that I know that it's real, there's only one thing to do. Let's have a nice little old-fashioned small-town commitment ceremony, with all our friends gathered near in a park on a sunny afternoon. I'll be given away by my dad, or perhaps 'twill be by mother. There'll be a band playing, here comes the groom. Oh look, here comes another. There'll be a shower of rice and a carriage that's driven by a pony. Oh, what a glorious day, and I'll say that it cannot come too soon. After our nice little old-fashioned small-town commitment ceremony, we'll have a hot-blooded, newfangled, big-city, sunny honeymoon.
Oh, well, you on the phone, I'm going to have to call you back, or you're going to have to call me back. Let's see where we are here and Can't Stop the Music. I get so kind of mesmerized by what we're playing that I lose track of the fact that I'm in control. Okay, where are we? We've got, we've been celebrating commitment ceremonies, huh? We just finished up from the Oh My Godmother musical with Old Fashioned Commitment Ceremony. Dave Hall before that, Biff and Tony's Wedding. Jeff Moxey with Who Gets to Throw the Garter or Other Piece of Apparel during the same-sex wedding. The Capitol Steps with I Want a Guy Just Like the Guy Who Married Dear Old Dad. Roy Zimmerman. Oh, no, before that, Ross Buchanan. Love Shanty, like as in Sea Shanty. And I have to say, as being so partial to shanties and pirate music, that really made my day.
Yes.
A gay marriage love shanty. Let's see. Roy Zimmerman, one of the big hits here, big celebs here on Can't Stop the Music with Defenders of Marriage. Lisa Rogers with Holy Matrimony, Robin. And the Kinsey Six with Locked Out of the Chapel of Love. Started us off quite a while ago. Well, I am P. Swan, and I'm doing the Tainted Love edition of Can't Stop the Music, and this year's taint ain't my fault. It is societal taint heaped on gay love, and we have had all kinds of crazy material, but we have really good guests with us.
Well, you know, when we had
That's Judd Proctor.
This is Judd Proctor. When we had our commitment ceremony, we did not. Can you imagine me trying to pull a garter off of Brian? So
we are after
'cause
10.
He never wears one. So what we did anyway is we just instead of that, we just
men used to wear garters.
Yeah, did they
on their socks?
Sure, they did. Yeah.
Those bankery kind of guys.
Yeah. Well, instead we just dyed a jockstrap pink and we threw that instead. And my niece actually caught it.
Was it a new one or?
It was brand new, spanking new.
How thoughtful for the guests.
Yes.
Well, we are putting the post of our playlist up, and we will have a podcast on Radio for All. I promise it'll go up this week. I am remiss in timely podcast posting, but I promise I will do that this week because these gentlemen have given me so much of their time and creativity to help me put this show together. Well, coming up next, we're going to feature ownership of gay stereotypes, gay ownership of gay stereotypes. If you, what, it's better to swish than switch? Or
well, if it's you, do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so there were these kinds of stag party records that were very popular in the 50s and 60s, and then there was a group that were done by a label called Camp Records, and none of the performers were identified. They had really great covers, and the material was very raucous. And I have featured them before on Can't Stop the Music. They are a Can't Stop the Music favorite, and I will take any excuse to play them. So, and then we have some other stuff too, but this is Stanley the Manly Transvestite.
Woohoo!
It's Stanley, the manly transvestite. You will always find him near and behaving mighty queer. You will always find him wearing high heel shoes and lace and rouge upon his face. Stanley, the manly transvestite. Though he drives a truck by day, but by night he's very gay. And he owns a lot of pretty clothes and furs. You'll find his towels are all marked hers and hers. Although the fellas tease him about his fetish strange, you'll find they never face him. He's not about to change. And though he wears a nightie with shoulders oh so bare, he's forced to wear a t-shirt to cover up his hair, because he's Stanley, the manly transvestite. Hasn't got a single care as he dons lace underwear. Though it's not considered masculine on her or him, it's Stanley all the same.
That's his name.
Stanley, the manly transvestite. Silken lingerie he owns, and with this he makes no bones. Though he owns a lot of jewelry, no foolery, he wears his pearls like all the other girls. Although his waist is 40 and his feet so big, until he puts his girdle on, he looks just like a pig. Stanley, the manly transvestite, wears a lovely evening gown when he goes out on the town. But his girlfriend has a problem there. What can she wear when he is lovelier than her? That's Stanley.
You know, all the great folk occupations had their heroes. Your railroad men had Casey Jones and John Henry. Your lumberjacks had Paul Bunyan and his Blue Ox Babe. Right on down the line. And if you will remember, not too long ago here, your coal miners had Big Bad John. But what about your less dangerous occupations? What about people like, well, like your tea bag testers and your certified public accountants? Just because a man doesn't work in a dangerous back-breaking occupation is no reason he should be slighted by the folk art. So I'm going to sing you a little song about a fellow whose name was Sidney. He was a hairdresser, and in his own way, he was just as heroic, just as courageous as Big Bad John.
Every morning at the salon, you could see him arrive. 5'6", weighing 105. Narrow at the shoulders and broad at the hips.
with a delicate smile on his painted lips, sweet Sydney. Nobody knew where Sid called home, had a place on Fire Island where he lived alone. A likable fellow, though kind of quiet and shy, and if he spoke at all, he just said, "Hi, sweetie." Some say he came from New Orleans, where he headed a social club called the Cajun Queens. But to tell you the truth, it was Beverly Hills where he got into trouble, passing $3 bills. Naughty Sydney, desperate little outlaw. One day at the beauty shop, there was a dreadful fire. They had a short circuit in number 4 dryer, and amidst the screams of those frantic dames, in swished Sydney to fan the flames. Sweet Sid. He got them all out as the fire got worse, but someone heard him gasp, "I've forgotten my purse." He rushed back in with a fitful shout, and all was quiet and he never came out. Poor Sydney. Brave, valiant, heroic Sydney. Precious little firefighter. That beauty salon is now a parking lot, but the legend of our hero will not be forgot. For deep in the hearts of coiffured dames will live the memory of Sydney going down in flames.
Proud Papa Penguins, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Same-sex relationships in the animal kingdom are more common than most people think. At the New York Aquarium, African black-footed penguins named Wendell and Cass, inseparable for 8 years, were discovered by blood tests to both be males. And at the Central Park Zoo in Manhattan, two male chin-strap penguins named Roy and Silo have been living monogamously for 6 years, often entwining their necks and vocalizing to each other. When given a fertile egg the zoo needed to hatch, Roy and Silo sat on it for 34 days. Then out popped a chick named Tango. They both kept the chick warm and fed her food from their beaks for 2.5 months. Having witnessed the entire process, their zookeeper beamed with pride. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios of WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Tom Miller.
Also love to cook. I'm Gay Ray, the reggae gay, the homosexual rasta. Me cook you up a gourmet ganja infused jerk chicken sauce that's great on pasta. Me rainbow flag got the Lion of Judah. Spend summers in the shanty town, winters in Bermuda. Yeah, I'm Gay Ray, the reggae gay, the homosexual rasta. Seriously,
I'm Gay Ray, the reggae gay, proud follower of Haile Selassie. It's always been me dream to fuse dance hall skanking with the choreography of Bob Fosse. I and me friends, Lance and John, in the hot tub chanting down Babylon. Yes, I'm Gay Ray, the reggae gay, in the sauna with me rude boy posse. Sharp dress, batty boy with washboard abs, and me just got me nipple pierced. Paul Mitchell, tea tree, lemon sage, conditioner, keep me dreadlocks, tranny fierce. Last week, me met a fellow named Ryan, a sexy chichi, me think him was Hawaiian. Back at his place, we had some red stripes. The mater in the sack, he make me feel like I am Zion. You can't hide these Zion eyes. Smoke me ganja from a penis-shaped pipe. I'm simultaneously an offensive homophobic cliche and a culturally insensitive stereotype. Virginia Slim spliffs, I smoke them by the carton. I got the Bob Marley cover CD by Ricky Martin. If it's true, marijuana makes the male breast grow. I'm surprised I don't look like Dolly Parton. Jamming 9 to 5, man. Jar Jar Binks. If being fabulous is a crime, legalize it, man. Praise be Jah. Adam Duritz is here.
Milk. Well, let's see, Ellie Braddon with Gay Ray, the reggae gay, the homosexual Rasta, definitely skewering most of that kind of violent, homophobic dance hall material. And my favorite joke in there is, no woman, no cry. Started out with, from Camp Records, Stanley the Manly Transvestite, Casey Anderson with Sweet Sydney, an answer song to Big John. I understand that Jimmy Dean, the Sausage King, did not like the number of gay-oriented response songs that came about. But, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. Teddy and Daryl with, we didn't run them, no. We had Allen Ginsberg with The Garden of Love from Blake's Songs of Experience. And that brings you up to the minute here. It's 10:29. You're listening to Can't Stop the Music at WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Just to clue you in on what you got, why you're hearing what you're hearing. It is the Tainted Love edition of Can't Stop the Music. And this year, the taint is societal, not individual, not self-inflicted, but inflicted by others. And that is what gets heaped upon same-sex couples. And I have some special guests here, not only who brought us a treasure trove of Rainbow Minutes, but it is the creators of Rainbow Minutes themselves, Judd and Brian.
Right. And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
This is a special day for everyone who's attracted to their partner.
Indeed. I had to leave my partner at home.
You were telling us about your flowers he sent. That's very sweet.
They were very nice. I know. We were saying, I think next year, if I don't do another Tainted Love, where I was going to do a Valentine's Day food episode, because in our house, I think we say I love you with calories.
That's, yeah. Sometimes that is good, too.
Guilty.
I say I love you with food. So we've got another selection here from Sandy Barron from God Save the Queens, and this is a kind of a spoof on That Was Your Life, and really highlighting the cost of not being willing to not being allowed to say who you are and be who you are, and fearing the knowledge other people have, but all done with over the top humor.
Right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to That Was Your Life. At this very moment, the number one male box office star in the world, Stone St. Lawrence, is walking through our parking lot. He thinks he's coming to our studio to tape a promo for the Boy Scouts of America, but we know different, don't we? I've just gotten the signal. Shh, the door is opening.
Hi, come in, Stone.
What? What?
Ralph Edmonds, what are you doing here?
Stone.
What?
We've played a little trick on you tonight.
Huh?
You're not here to help the Boy Scouts at all.
What is this?
That was your life,
what?
Stone St. Lawrence.
Oh, my God.
Tonight, we've all gathered here along with millions of television viewers to relive the story of a poor, shy lad from Willard, Ohio, who has a dream to be a movie star, and he makes that dream come true. Now, Stone, it all began in Willard High School, didn't
That's
it,
right,
where you
yeah.
got your first taste of applause.
Right?
Stone, do you remember the night of the senior play when I broke my leg and you took over the lead? You were the best Joan of Arc Willard High ever had.
You know
that? Oh, be doggone, that must be Ellen Ellender.
And mother of three lovely children, the girl who accidentally gave you your first break in show business.
Hi, Ellen.
Gee, golly, Stone, you look wonderful.
I imagine you remember Stone's performance that night in Willard very well, don't you, Ellen?
Oh, yes. Just like it was yesterday. I never will forget that final scene. There was Stone as Joan of Arc, tied to the stake, surrounded by burning faggots.
What's she talking about?
She means burning,
now,
burning wood, you know, sticks around. Burning.
Now, Ellen, after the play, you were Stone's date that night, weren't you?
Yes, Ralph. I guess you'd say I was a little drunk or something. I was swacked. Most of the boys would have taken advantage of me, but Stone was a perfect gentleman. He never laid a hand on me. I've never been able to understand that.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you. Now, Stone, you leave Willard to seek your fame and your fortune.
Yeah.
But on the way to Hollywood, you run out of money. So you take a job on a sheep ranch in Montana.
Remember those cold nights up in the mountains, Stone? We used to share the same sleeping bag. You sure were a lot more fun than a sheep.
Could
you remember
any
that voice? You should remember it, Stone. It's your close friend and fellow shepherd, Robert Kickenheimer, from the Sheep Ranch in Billington, Montana.
Sky, how you doing? Why didn't you write me or something?
Well, I couldn't write to Stone. Miss Deadman said supposed to be surprised. I seen all your pictures, Stone. Let me tell you and everybody, you one hell of an actor.
Thanks,
I mean, most people don't realize how good an actor you are. They see you making love to all those ladies and everything, and they think that's easy. But we know different, don't we, Stone?
Thank you, Scott. Stone, you do get to Hollywood and your dream comes true and you are a star. But you always take time out, Stone, to head the USO tours that bring joy and comfort to the men serving our country.
Well, it's just a...
Hi, Stone! Remember us?
Is that a tape you got, Ralph? That's not the...
No, it's not a tape, Stone. Here they are, live, your bosom buddies from Columbia Air Force Base, the entire 69th Brigade.
Play on stage, Stone, but we came to love you off stage. We got to know the real you when you visited us in the showers, stopping at each and every shower to offer a helping hand. Stone, you gave us more than lip service.
Thanks, Stone. Thank you. See your old friend, Stone. Now, Stone, now the real test of a star is the people he surrounds himself with day in and day out.
Who?
And here is one of the regular guys you pal around with.
Oh, no.
Your makeup man for more than 10 years,
not
and
Ray.
Your best friend, regular guy, Ray Vaughn.
I thought I'd never get back from Vegas in time. I was doing the gold diggers.
Oh, God, Ray, how could you? You knew what the hell would happen. Are you out of your freaking mind?
What are you talking about? They said they needed me, for goodness sake. You know I'd never let you down. Stop crying. I don't have any glue for the lashes.
Thank you very much, Ray Botka. Thank you.
Listen, you needn't read me in public, my dear. When a lady gets to be a star, she just tinkles on everybody.
Stone St. Lawrence. This has been a night you'll never forget. And as a memento of tonight's gold, we prepared this beautiful picture album of the places and people in your climb to the top.
Take your picture.
That's right, Stone. Throwing the book away like you always do. Never looking back, but always ahead to new horizons. And for your wrist, Stone, this 14-carat charm bracelet representing the highlights of your climb to the top.
It's a very nice bracelet.
Stone St. Lawrence, that was your life.
Willie Nelson's cowboy song, remembered on this Valentine's Day. Coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Country music singer Willie Nelson has sung about cowboys since the 1970s, but on Valentine's Day 2006, he debuted his song about love between men on the range, called Cowboys Are Frequently, Secretly Fond of Each Other. Written by Texas-born singer-songwriter Ned Sublette in 1981, Mr. Nelson thought the time was right to release it, since the movie Brokeback Mountain had recently been a huge hit. The song showed Mr. Nelson's support for gays to his conservative country music fans. But it meant much more to his friend and manager for three decades, David Anderson. He had recently come out to Mr. Nelson and felt that the song was Mr. Nelson's way of telling a longtime pal that everything was okay. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Will Armstrong.
When I was a young girl like normal girls do, I looked to a woman's love to help get me through. I never needed any more than a feminine touch. I hated the thought of kissing a man, it really was too much. I did not drink, I did not smoke, I did not say God damn, I was polite. $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, rare man has turned my head out of fear and made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. It was June of 1983 when Mary Lou and I did part. She said she loved another dyke. My God, it broke my heart. I was bitter and disillusioned to lose another girlfriend. Well, Lester came to work at Papa's store and decided to ease on in. Before that last heart break, well, nothing made me more sick than a hairy-chested cheek, double-breasted suit, and man with a hard dick. I guess that I was curious, heck, I guess that I was that old rum and coke. I guess that I was dumb. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head out of fear. It made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. For of course, for a woman to love a man, she must also love to booze. If a woman don't drink beside a man, then she will surely lose him. As I sit in this hetero honky-tonk and reflect upon my past, I think about those old girlfriends and why they did not last. For the certain thrills that lesbian love simply cannot supply, like paying for abortions from sperm gone. Without this man I'd die. So listen to my tale of woe and hang your head and cry. I spent my last $10 on beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head out of fear and made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man. Then you're single, sposo. At least that's what it's called, I understand. Oh, I'll bet, wink, wink, that you're living with your boyfriend. Well, I got an open mind. Well, no. In fact, my roommate is a very good woman friend of mine. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, and goodness, here I am again, dodging all the questions while staying on my toes. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, explaining why there is no man in my life. I'm a loner, I suppose. When actually I've been living my life with the person of my dreams, and though I should keep it under my hat, there are times when I want to scream. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, and goodness, here I am again, dodging all the questions while staying on my toes. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, explaining why there is no man in my life. I'm a loner, I suppose. I'm looking forward to the day when I can say, surprise, I'm gay, and the people at work will smile and say, that's nice, where are we going to lunch today? Surprise, I'm a lesbian, being only as I am, as I've chosen to be. A woman, loving woman, standing up against the lies and sharing her delightful surprise. Oh, I'm looking forward to the day when I can say, surprise, I'm gay, and the people at work will smile and say, that's great, let's go out and celebrate. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, being only as I am, being as I've chosen to be. A woman, loving woman, standing up against the lies and sharing her delightful surprise.
Disc. And I painted big red hearts with her initials on the books. And I never knew till later why I got those funny looks. She was a big tough woman, the first to come along, that showed me being female but just still could be strong. And though graduation meant that we had to part, she'll always be a player. Well, in gym class,
class while the others talked of boys that they loved. I'd be thinking of new aches and pains a teacher had to rub. And while other girls went to the prom, I languished by the phone, calling up and hanging up if I found out she was home. She was a big time woman, the first to come along, that showed me being female meant you still could be strong. And though graduation meant that we had to part, she'll always be a player on the ball. Her whistle and some daisies in the spring, some suggested points for Christmas by Miss Edna Millay, and a lacy, lacy, lacy card for Valentine's Day, unsigned, of course. She was a big time woman. Sticks to teacher like a leaf sticks to a tree. One girl who runs the errands and who chases all the balls. One girl who may grow up to be the gayest of all. She was a big star.
This is Greg Gordon, coordinating producer for This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. for your weekly dose of queer news and culture here on WRIR 97.3 FM, radio for the rest of us.
I meet my love under the stars, so far from watching eyes. 5 long years we've met this way, my love, the night and I. So much in love we walk till dawn, far away from city walls, in forest shelter, covered field. A flower blooms as darkness falls. This love so bold goes undeclared, a joy unseen, a world unknown, a love that dare not speak its name, hidden treasure, precious stone. My lover's hand is wrapped in mine, hidden always from the day. Across this meeting draws a veil, the age of reason turns away. We two men go arm in arm, and my love walks next to me, and in some far off place I know that our love may shameless be.
You're You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR 97.3 FM. It is the Tainted Love edition of Can't Stop the Music. That was Chumbawamba with the untitled track from Sing Song and a Scrap. Before that, Meg Christian with Ode to a Gym Teacher. And that was from Verboten, wasn't it? That pretty amazing box set.
And Meg Christian is an icon in lesbian music. Absolutely an icon.
Good. That is a pretty hilarious song. We'll see. Before that, Paula Wolowitz with a Surprise. Two Nice Girls, I Spent My Last $10 on Birth Control and Beer from a record called Lesbian Favorites. And we started out with Sandy Brown's from God Save the Queens with That Was Your Life.
Rosemee is Virginia's single source for support for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender youth ages 14 to 20. Rosemee's mission is to ensure Virginia's minority youth an equal opportunity for success. Located at 2311 Westwood Avenue, Rosemee is open 5 nights a week with group sessions and social nights. To learn more about Rosemee or view the calendar, visit www.rosemee.org, spelled R-O-S-M-Y, or call 804-644-4800. Rosemee runs a 24/7 toll-free youth support hotline. If you need help now, call 888-644-4390.
And, you know, we, you know, the last set and some of the other sets had a lot of material in it where it's all, you know, har-har, you got caught, ha-ha, it's, you're embarrassed. And, you know, it's not, there's a lot, it's not easy. And there's resources in Virginia. There's Rosemee. And there's the Gay Community Center, which has a website and also has a lot of... So there's a lot of different ways to walk down this path and to get...
Right.
...to be as comfortable as some of my best friends are.
And it's also important for all the community to be out, because when you're out, then the youth that are coming up have role models, and they know that they're not alone and that there are other people there that are living the life that they are meant to live.
And like all satire, there's I hope that you see there's a good heart in it. Thank you, Jen and Brian, for helping make this show possible. I've had a wonderful time.
Thank you for doing this show. We're very thankful. Thank you.
I love WRIR, and I love the opportunity it gives us. It's 10:53. It's Can't Stop the Music. We're going to turn you over to the able hands of Stunted Development. I'm sure that there will be all kinds of other antics following for the next 2 hours, so hang tight, don't touch that dial. And we're going to leave you with a variety of joyous things. We're going to have Rufus Wainwright singing My Funny Valentine, and we're going to have the Weather Girls in there with It's Raining Men, and anything else we can cram in while we still have time. Thank you, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Way I find feathered friend, his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tasseled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey, you're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. Smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite. Your figure. not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
What you doing?